We have the floating tracos and airboats and chainsaws, and we go down the river and make sure blockages are out. And if we get calls of blockages around infrastructure and smaller streams, we come take those out. And we can also participate in studies looking at flooding, participate in grants as the sponsor for our members, our local communities. In Obion County, we've been looking at Hoosier Creek and what can be done there, and looking at Reeves and looking at the Obion. This spring, the interest from the Army Corps has increased in looking at the Obion. We think we got some support there. That's the kind of things we're working on through the disaster declaration. We got some funds from the state. Your General Assembly members came together and got us, I think, $1.2 million for West Tennessee. I would say the majority of that will probably be in Obion County, probably $500,000-$600,000 of that. And that's equipment to do maintenance on the rivers and places where the river's trying to leave its course and be a big problem. We're making sure some of those levees get back and keep the river where it's at.